I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today's episode of The Rough Draft Diaries is going to be a little different. I know I've said this multiple times before on the show, but this time, I really mean it. We just passed the 300-episode mark of The Rough Draft Diaries a few weeks ago, and because I'm helplessly nostalgic, I want to go back to the beginning, back to October 22nd, 2015, when the first episode of the show aired, with this girl. If I were to document my beginnings in public media, it would begin with The Rough Draft Diaries. Yeah, who is that? I don't know. It doesn't sound like me, but I guess it really is. A very young, naive Haley Taylor starting her new career in public radio at WGTE Public Media. Now, that was just a clip from the intro episode, which set up the format of the show, where each guest nominates who they think should be next. The second episode began with artist Dani Herrera. Now, she nominated artist Greg Justice, who nominated the nonprofit Connecting Through Cancer, and they nominated the Casey Pomeroy House, and before I knew it, the show was off and running, unfolding a new layer of Toledo each week through artists, activists, musicians, scientists, writers, and of course, beloved holiday specials.
Oh, I am the only one in this family excited about it.
I am.
Oh, we have two excited about it because she loves cheese.
That's our first holiday special from 2015 as I journeyed to the Andersons for a special cheese cutting event. Getting out into the public was one of my favorite ways to record episodes of The Rough Draft Diaries, especially when there were a lot of people and commotion, like our episode spending a weekend at the Old West End Festival in 2019.
We just like ingested natural mosquito repellent.
So. Mosquito?
Yeah.
But the calm, quiet conversations were also nice. Like our 2016 interview with children's book author Jan Wall.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Uncle Mouse, as the kids call me.
There were interviews that made me laugh.
It's a fun game of imagination.
Do you have a big imagination?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing to imaginate?
Milk.
Milk? You think about milk a lot? It's a good drink. Interviews that made me cry.
He sees the United States as being his country. He doesn't see himself as a refugee. He believes that he's part of this country. He's being dealt with respect and with appreciation, and he has the same right as other people here. So he no longer sees himself as a refugee here.
And episodes that took the show to new heights. Literally, here's our episode with the Blue Horizon Flying Club.
Clear!
I believe the most focused, driven period of time producing the Rough Draft Diaries happened during the pandemic with the Under Quarantine series. Each week we focused on a different aspect of life in Toledo, teaching, nursing, the food industry, the arts, and church.
When I think about what it will be like to be safe again, to be able to be with each other, to be in community again, that for me is going to feel that is going to be so joyful.
We actually celebrated our 200th episode of the show during the pandemic. It can be hard during a pandemic to plan ahead, to somehow fill the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. But I hope in time that gap will shrink. You'll be closer to reaching your goal or creating your masterpiece. And when you do, I can't wait to talk to you about it on the next 100 episodes of The Rough Draft Diaries. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening. What a nice sentiment. At our 200th episode, looking ahead, hopeful for the next 100. And we've done it. 100 more episodes in the can, currently sitting at a cool 306. And that's where we're going to leave it. I've been honored to produce the Rough Draft Diaries, to be connected to this show, to this arts and culture community for the past 6.5 years. But I think it's time to close the book, push the last page into the paperclip. Did you know that was supposed to be the name of the show? The paperclip? Each page is like each new story, neatly stored next to one another, as they are all connected and yet completely unique to each other. A collection of people and places that make up us. Toledo.
My name is John Eichest. My job is Toledo.com.
My name is Maureen Brogan, and I'm the owner of the original sub shop and deli on Broadway.
Baldemar Velasquez, testing 1, 2, 3. Baldemar Velasquez.
Okay, well, my day got started with doing my hair.
My name is Rita Mansour, and I work at McDonald Partners.
I'm Jeremy Link. I'm an owner, designer, and builder.
I first started boxing about 4 years ago at a different gym, and then I transferred to this gym so I could be with more kids my age.
My name's Taylor Burstiaga, and I'm executive director of the Sofia Condetta Art and Cultural Center.
The name of the shop is Dust Shop, D-A-S-H-O-P. My name is Jamal Grant, the owner. I've owned the shop for 13 years. I've been cutting for 19.
Okay, well, that's not that easy. I do too much, maybe that's why. My name is Adam Smeedy. I've been in Toledo pretty much all my life.
Erica Rapp, and I'm the chef and co-owner of Registry Bistro.
My name is Andrew Kratzis. My job is therapy and getting better.
And Yasu is short for Yasuhiko, which is Japanese, and that means peace and sound.
So many interviews. So many people who have shared a part of themselves, their story, with me, and ultimately with you. Complete strangers who have introduced themselves on the air and who you have welcomed into your life by simply turning on the radio. It's this magical exchange I hope the show would always provide. This conversation, this dialogue that made our community feel seen, celebrated, and understood. And I couldn't have done it without the courage of each Rough Draft Diaries guest and the trust of our listeners. So thank you, truly. And for one last time, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.